Hello, how you doing? I'm Ben Stiller. Welcome to the show. It's about 95 degrees. It's the middle of winter. I'm in California. I'm wearing a jacket. I'm a walking contradiction. I don't know what's going on. But Gary Shandling's going to be here. It's going to be a lot of fun. And why don't you watch this right now?
It's time for Hairstyling with Bruce. Today's guest is Gary Coleman.
Hey, Gary, you got a great head of hair. You know that? That was the thing I always noticed on Different Strokes.
Thanks.
No, I mean it. I got tapes of all the shows. It was kind of interesting. Willis's hair, it got a lot bigger in the second season, you know?
Really?
Yeah, and your hair seemed to get smaller. What was that all about? I think that was one of the best things about Different Strokes, is watching your hair in that show.
Interesting.
Hey, you mind if I take a piece of your hair?
Yes.
All right, no, I'm just, you know, that's no problem. It's good. It's okay. So, that's some crazy weather we're having, huh? Yeah, that's crazy weather we're having.
In the tradition of Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula comes another re-envisioned horror classic.
No, you can't teach hieroglyphics. You know, either you know it or you don't. Yeah.
Gabe, you're too critical. You want everyone to be an Aleister Crowley or a Nostradamus.
No, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. You know, I hope I can talk them out of doing that human sacrifice of being sick.
Hey.
Hi.
Look at your hair.
I'm doing some of that mode over on 80th Street. It's always working on that mode.
Frank and I have an announcement to make.
Oh, what though?
What? You don't want me to do this now?
Oh, no, great. What is it?
Well, no, it's no big deal.
We'll go ahead.
Frank and I are splitting up.
Well, you what?
What happened? You said something happened.
I think it's okay.
You know, when Frank and Judy split up, I was shocked.
We were devastated. I said to him, Frank, what are you thinking? She was made for you.
Literally.
So are you two getting along?
Oh, it's wonderful. She's a wonderful girl, you know. She wraps me up and, you know, puts me to sleep and I, you know, take a nap for 1,000 years.
We're very happy.
Rain.
Professor Ramses, hi.
Hi.
Is there something wrong with my assignment?
Oh, no. No, it was wonderful. It was great. You know, it was one of the most horrifying curses I've ever read.
Am I blushing?
No.
Because your approbation.
Well, no, I'm not kidding.
So much.
You know, I haven't been that frightened since I saw the colorized version of Casablanca, you know.
Stop it.
It's
nothing compared to your work.
You know, that line you had about your blood is thicker than water, only it goes down a lot smoother. That's brilliant, you know. My knees were knocking.
But I mean, you, and your skin will crawl with insects, and your brain will boil and consume you, and you'll drown in your own blood. I mean, it's incredible. It's peerless.
I'm touched.
I know I have no right to ask this, but do you think I could read the curse you're working on now?
Oh, you know, it's very rough at the moment. It's, you know, it's more of a hex, really. It's not so much terrifying as, you know, it is insulting.
I met a great woman. She's fun. She's energetic. You want to know the best part of it? I scared the hell out of her.
You seem calmer.
Yeah, I feel, she's got me drinking these teas. You know, I didn't realize, but I was unbalanced. My fluids were unbalanced, and she's got me drinking herbal teas and, you know, stuff. I mean, it's crazy, it's wacky stuff, but it works. I mean, I love Judy, but she's, you know, this is what I needed.
Hey, Gabe, there you are. Listen, I want you to meet Christine.
Nice to meet you.
She's really turning my life around. Great.
Oh, no, you don't. I've got him on this really strict vegan diet. And look, honey, it's time for your fiber shake.
Right. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. But this, you broke up with Judy?
What? She's wonderful, isn't she? She's great. She's young. We have fun together.
How old is she then? 25?
Yeah.
No, you're 150, Frank. You know, she likes discos. Yeah. You get frightened if someone lights a match in the room. This is, you know, she's not even one of us. She's alive.
Exactly. She's alive. She's vibrant. She holds on to my bolts when we do it.
It's great. Your IQ took a nosedive right down to your shoes there.
I'm so sick of listening to your mortal junk. Come on, get in the car. We're going.
Why?
Get in the car!
Why do I always have to do what you say? Because you're Frankenstein!
Get in the car! For the last time, I'm not Frankenstein! I'm Frankenstein's monster now! Come on, get in the car!
No! Help! There's a monster trying to kill me!
I'm not trying! Oh, you infant! Come on, now get in the car!
No!
Great! Hey, you got it all wrong! Just give me some space here! Would you calm down? Would all you people just calm down? You're getting me very angry here! Wait, I didn't... Oh. What the hell am I doing? I miss Judy.
So what brought you two back together?
Oh, well, I mean, I'd have to say, you know, it was the whole townspeople thing. You know, I'm there, I'm ripping this guy's head off, and I'm thinking, you know, this is... I got this great woman back at home waiting for me, and what am I doing? I'm starting, you know, Frank, you're starting to screw up.
Do you mind if I light a torch and wave it at you?
Yes, I mind. What are you doing? Come on, don't start with that. Yes, you want to die?
So what about the whole sexual thing?
Oh, well, that's...
Unresolved.
It's, you know, when two people are, you know, when you have two bodies that are sewn together, there are going to be certain pieces.
You make compromises.
Well, pieces don't fit sometimes, and you got to just, you know, but you know what the funny thing is? It works. It works. You figure out a way to make it work.
Absolutely.
You know, life is painful. You know, you hurt people, and you know, people hurt you, and the worst part of it is you live forever. Is this interview over? Because, you know, I've got to get back to the tomb. You know, there's been a series of grave robberies, and I'm worried about my stuff, you know.
You know, one of the great things about doing this show is we get to go out and shoot on location, but due to the immense popularity of the Ben Stiller Show, it's become difficult for us to get out in public without being hounded by lots of people, as you can see. It kind of becomes difficult.
No privacy anymore.
Yeah. So, but what we did is we hired a security guard, Alex, who's here to just kind of make sure that nothing goes wrong and we can just do our job smoothly.
Hey, wait a minute. I know you. You're the man.
No.
What, are you here to break somebody's spirit?
No.
Smash the marketplace!
No, Janine.
This is another scam perpetrated by the man.
No, he's just a paid security guard. He's really...
He's come here to ruin our show and break the flow and censor us. What are you, in cahoots with the FCC?
She's just, had a lot of caffeine. She hangs out in coffee houses a lot, you know. She's one of those hipsters who hangs out in coffee houses and gets mad.
I'm not walking anymore. I'm out of this.
All right, it's me and Alex. You're on your own. If you get mobbed, you're on your own. Alex, watch my back. Ben Stiller Show. Yeah. Shooting the Ben Stiller Show.
It's time to work it out on Club Frederick.
Oh, hey, welcome to Club Frederick's 1 minute, work it on out, 2, 3, 4. I'm Frederick, and I'm here to tell you that working it on out and giving it everything you got, 6, 7, 8, is for young and old alike. And here to prove it is the unflappable goddess of fitness, Andorra. Hoo-hoo, watch it there, Andorra. You're liable to give a man permanent injury, 2, 3, 4. Know what I'm saying? Also joining us at the other end of the human species is an ordinary guy like all you folks at home, only much older. Let's say hello to Jaime Kirschbaum. Oh, look at old Hammy there. Looks like he needs a time shift back to the beginning of the century. But until we can find him one, we're going to work him on out. 2, 3, 4. Come on. Over to the Club Frederick stair stepper. That's right. Get on up there, Hammy.
I don't feel so hot.
Oh, no excuses, honey. Come on, we're going to climb that great Aztec pyramid. Come on, we're climbing up because we're high priests, and we got to make a sacrifice. 2, 3, 4. That's right. And we're going to rip out a virgin's heart. 2, 3, 4. And rip. And rip. Let's rip that virgin's heart. How you doing there, Jaime?
I don't think I can go on.
No stopping now, Jaime. Come on, we're marching through Europe. That's right, we got our jack boots on, and we're headed for exercise conquest. Come on. And blitz. And Krieg. And blitz. And Krieg. And blitz. And Krieg. And blitz. Oh. Endure, over here, help me out. Here's an exercise y'all can do at home. Take a fist, put it in your hand, and pound. Breathe for me, Jaime. Breathe. 2, 3, 4. Breathe.
Oh, no. He's gone. Gone.
All right, well, it looks like Jaime's not going to be working it on out anymore because Jaime's... Well, Jaime's dead. 2, 3, 4. That's right. But don't worry, he'll be reincarnated, coming back on the Serengeti Plain as a cheetah or a lion, where he's going to be hungry and proud, and he's going to work it on out. That's all the time we got this week on Club Frederick's 1 Minute Work It On Out. And until then, this is Frederick saying, I hope I have insurance. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's get rid of the body. 6, 7, 8. Come on, come on. Someone call an ambulance and get him out of here. And here, let's lose the body now. Come on.
Hi, welcome back to the show. We're waiting for Gary Shandling to show up. It's going to be really good. There he is. Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good to see you, man. Have a seat. This is great. Gary Shandling's here. Very exciting.
You've tricked me.
I've tricked you?
You've tricked me. You didn't tell me the cameras were going to be here. This isn't right. You just said that we were going to... You just said we were going to have lunch.
Gary, no...
I didn't know you were going to trick me to be on your show. What am I going to be on? One of those little segments that's in between the sketches? One of those... The weakest part of the show? Is that what this is going to be?
Yes, it is. Do you mind?
All right.
All right, good, good. Hey, welcome back. We're here with Gary Shandling. It's really great to have you here, Gary.
My pleasure.
I'm telling you, the credibility on the show just goes straight through the roof because we haven't been able to get anybody on the show.
It's fine. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, really, because guests have just turned us down. Just like you say, Ben Stiller show, they slammed the door in your face. So to have someone like you on is just it's fantastic.
What do you mean? What do you mean everybody's turned down?
Well, I mean, not everybody. We've had guests. We've had good guests. You know.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying nobody of your caliber. We've had... other people.
And I'm the only guy who would do the show, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, let's face it. Would you want to do the show if I hadn't come down and invited you to lunch? I mean...
Who else has done it?
Todd Bridges, Adam West, Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem.
What's he like?
He's okay.
Is he?
Nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy at the end when he says green lights and whatever.
Right. Keep your feet on the floor.
Seems like he's talking to me.
Yeah.
Does he care?
No, he's actually a nice guy. He did Scooby-Doo. Did the Scooby-Doo voice.
He's a talented man.
Yeah.
I gotta make a call.
Okay. Why don't we just go to a film?
Okay. You don't know which film, do you?
No, I don't. We shoot them a lot later.
Yeah. So.
Backtrack. Backtrack a second here. I happen to know for a fact that Mr. De Niro is a very big fan of Corey Feldman's. No, that's Haim. They're very different. We'll start with the hairstyle for what? Hello?
Whew. So, Alex.
Yes, Michael?
I couldn't sleep last night thinking about all the great things that are going to happen in your career. I was tossing and turning. I was Jerry Lee, whatever, in the bed, thinking about you.
Like what?
Why don't we start with the football comeback?
I'm a little too old to be playing football, Michael.
Yeah? Tell that to George Foreman. People love elderly sports figures. It freaks them out. Come on, you'll do a whole Bo Jackson thing. You come back, only you're not only playing football, you're also doing hockey and, I don't know, lacrosse, okay? It'll be great. Hey, Jennifer, get me Nike on the phone. We do a whole cross-training thing.
Michael, I'd appreciate it if you start concentrating a little bit on my acting career.
I have been. I just got off the phone 3 seconds ago with Emmanuel Lewis before you walked in here. He wants to work with you again.
He's a nice little man, but I think I'd like to broaden myself a little bit, you know, go on with my career.
Hey, so does he. He's burned out on Michael Jackson. He wants to come back to you. The Defiant Ones. You and him, a sitcom. No, don't. Shh. Let it sit.
Michael.
It's ridiculous. I know it's ridiculous. That's what I told him. I'm trying to get him off my back. The guy's been riding on your coattails for the last 10 years, you know? I mean, you've done the little guy. Let's do a big guy. Hey, huh? Let's do it. You and Manute Bol. Odd couple. Sloppy or tidy?
What do you think?
I think tidy. And I shouldn't have even asked that question because I look at you and I see, you know, you're cleanly.
Michael, do you have any idea what my goals are in this business?
You know, Alex, I have to answer that question with another question.
which is Merlin Olsen sells flowers. What does Alex Karras sell?
Nothing.
Wrong. Balloons. You are the new spokesman for Phone-A-Balloon. Hello, I need 25 Mylar for my cousin Ray's wedding out in Winnemucca. Can you please get him there by tomorrow? Yes, we can. Why? Because people trust Alex Karras, okay? Besides, they last twice as long as flowers and they float.
This is ridiculous, Michael. You understand what I'm saying? You've given me bad advice, Michael. This is not good for me. You've demeaned my name. I don't like it, Michael.
You know what I think you need? I think you need an up, up, and away bouquet. Alex, you are going to make so much money.
How much?
People won't be able to look at Alex Karras without thinking of helium.
Might not be a bad idea.
It's your career.
It's time once again for John O'Donohue's Cop Stories, true tales of New York's finest.
It was 3 p.m. My partner and I were positioned in front of the Olympic Savings Bank. We had gotten a tip that there was going to be a major heist at exactly 3:15 by a splinter group of the Jamaican Posse. This is the same group that attempted to blow up the president's motorcade, so we were ready for anything. Suddenly, I realized I'm supposed to be in traffic court, so I slammed the pedal to the metal and I'm there in 10 minutes. I burst through the door. There's this little punk telling the judge that he stopped at the stop sign. I said, "Hey, you didn't stop. You were rolling. What am I, an idiot? I don't know the difference between stopping and rolling. You were rolling." Then he says, "Oh, you were just trying to meet your quota." I says, "Hey, I already met my quota, you jerk. What do you think, I wake up in the morning thinking that I'm going to give Gerald Friedman a ticket for no reason? Like I give 2 cents about your life, you dirtbag."
Tune in again for another gripping adventure.
I'm pretty sure he was rolling. Hey, if the badge says you're rolling, you're rolling.
On John O'Donohue's Cop Stories, tales of action from the boys in blue.
Hey, welcome back, and we're really excited because Gary Shandling is here. And I hope you don't mind, Gary, but I invited the entire cast to see you because this is a big thing for us to actually meet someone of your stature.
Yeah, celebrity.
I know, it's really wild.
I love it.
Pretty great.
How many times do you think he was on The Tonight Show?
Hundreds.
I've never met anyone who was on Make Me Laugh before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, remember that?
He probably makes millions. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Gary's right here, guys.
I mean, millions.
Guys, you can just direct your...
Strong.
So
dude, you can tell he's strong.
Yeah,
it looks like he works out.
Internally and externally.
He's got to work out and drink, like, carrot juice or something.
Okay. Guys, yeah. Gary, do you have anything you want to say?
The Larry Sanders Show on HBO. Check your local listings. Who's using who, buddy boy?
What was that supposed to
mean? I don't know,
mean,
but the voice was still beautiful.
Beautiful.
Brilliant!
Why don't we just go to another film that has yet to be determined? Gary?
It was like a code?
What a day, man. First we kicked Dartmouth's butt in Ultimate Frisbee, and then we chill at the Museum of Natural History for a little culture.
Going to college sure makes you glad to be an American, don't it?
Oh, yeah! Hey, look at this. With his razor-sharp claws and 7-inch teeth, the 10-ton Allosaurus was truly king of the jungle.
Boy, I bet if he was alive today, he'd tear us to bits.
Yeah, but he's not alive, are you, Mr. King of the Jungle? You are dead.
That's right, because along came a little something called a warm-blooded mammal, and guess what? You got your butt kicked! Homo sapiens are number one!
Hey, check this out. Thousands of years ago, the New Guinean people prayed to their god Tetzalcoatl for victory in war.
Fat lot of good it did them.
I'm looking around, but I don't see any New Guineans.
I have no respect for you. None. What are you going to do about it, mighty Tetzalcoatl, huh? You going to strike me down? I don't think so.
Oh, hello there. In my culture, we celebrate the traditions of our forefathers. What do you do in your culture? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a culture anymore. Cause you got your butt kicked!
Ooh, I'm a big northeastern grizzly bear. I eat meat and I could rip you apart.
Oh, so sorry. You're almost extinct.
Guess you had to learn the hard way that when you mess with the Homo sapiens, you get your butt kicked! Woo!
Gone!
Wasted!
Extinct!
Conquered!
Eaten!
Out of here!
Bye-bye!
Crush!
Homo sapiens. How they amuse me. Oh, hello there, funny creatures. You are my favorite exhibit.
You have been watching Bad Twist Ending Theater. Tune in next week for the dream that really happened.
Oh, it was all a dream. I wasn't taken into the woods, kidnapped by monsters.
And now, an important message from the Fox Network Fox, Foxy Fox.
Hey, kids, be cool, stay in school, and watch Fox all night. Where's the bathroom?
Okay, well, that's about it.
Jeez, I don't have to meet the cast again, do I?
No, they went away for good. They're gone. Listen, thanks for doing the show, Gary. It was great having you here. Really.
My pleasure.
It's amazing. And you really helped the show a lot.
I think I helped the show as much as it hurt. This hurt my career.
Well, I think if you really hurt your career as much as you actually helped the show, you don't have anything to worry about.
That's a slam.
No, it isn't. No.
That's a slam. You're just slamming me now. This is good. There's no lunch. Never was going to be a lunch, and now you're slamming me. I can see what this is about.
Look, if you didn't
I'm going to go try to pick up the pieces.
Okay.
If I didn't want what?
If you didn't want to do the show, you just should have said, I'm not hungry. That would have just made things a lot
simpler. Okay, good. Well, I'll know for next time.
Okay.
All right.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Do you have Bob Saget's phone number?
Yes, I do.
I didn't mean that in a... Garrett, you don't gotta get... Okay, all right, well... He's got a little bit of a temper on him, I guess, doesn't he? Hey, Garrett, I love your show. As soon as I get hooked up for cable, I'm gonna catch it. Again. I saw it at a friend's house once. He's up here, you're down here, you're up here, who knows? Maybe one day you're up on the thing, he's down there, you know? It's both. The joke is that, somebody has the key, but we don't know who. The key is love.
I didn't realize how unhappy I was because I thought I was so happy, but now that I'm unhappy, I'm much happier about myself.
I'm working out with her. She's into that whole, the fitness thing, which is very new to me. I mean, I feel like I'm 78 again,
Roland.